Oh my God!
Ignatius spurted through his dripping mustache.
Are they letting her speak in public now? What in the world does the title of this ludicrous lecture mean?
Ignatius read the poster again, viciously.
At any rate, I know that she will speak boldly, and in a perverse way I wish that I could hear that little minx babbling before an audience. This time she has outdone herself in offending taste and decency.
Following a handwritten arrow at the bottom of the poster and the word over, Ignatius complied and looked at the other side of the poster, where Myrna had written something.
Sirs, what is wrong, Ignatius? I have not heard from you.
Well, I don't really blame you for not writing. I guess I came on a little strong in my last letter, but it was only because your paranoid fantasy disturbed me, rooted as it possibly was in your unhealthy attitude toward sex. You know that ever since I first met you, I have directed pointed questions at you in order to clarify your sexual inclinations. My other desire was to aid you in finding your true self-expression and contentment through satisfying natural orgasm. I respect your mind, and I have always accepted your eccentric tendencies, and that is why I want to see you reach the plateau of perfect mental sexual balance. A good explosive orgasm would cleanse your being and bring you out of the shadows. Just don't be angry at me about the letter. I will explain this poster a little later in this letter because I imagine you are interested in knowing how this bold, dedicated lecture came about. First, though, I must tell you that the movie is off, so if you are planning to play the landlord, forget it. Basically, we had trouble with funds. I could not milk another drachma out of my father, so Leola, the Harlem find, got very hostile about salary, or lack of it, and finally dropped a remark or two that sounded a little anti-Semitic to me. Who needs a girl who isn't dedicated enough to work gratis in a project that would benefit her race? Samuel has decided to become a forest ranger in Montana because he is planning a dramatic allegory set in a dark woods, ignorance and custom, and he wants to get the feel of the forest. From what I know of Samuel, he will be a big flop as a ranger, but the allegory, I know, will be challenging and controversial, full of unpleasant truths. Wish him well. He is fantastic. To get back to the lecture. At last it seems that I am finding a platform for my philosophy, etc. It all happened in a strange way. A few weeks ago, I was at a party that some friends were giving for this very real boy who had just returned from Israel. He was unbelievable. I mean that. Ignatius emitted a little paradise gas. For hours and hours, he sang these folk songs he had picked up over there, really significant songs that proved my theory that music should basically be an instrument of social protest and expression. He kept us all in that apartment for hours and hours, listening and asking for more. Later, we all started talking, on many levels, and I let him know what was on my mind in general.
Ignatius yawned violently.
He said, "Why are you keeping all of this to yourself, Myrna? Why haven't you let the world in on this?"
I told him that I often spoke in discussion groups and in my group therapy group. I also told him about these letters of mine to the editor that had been printed in the New Democracy and Man and Masses and Now.